Hello and good day. Welcome to the podcast of the project Cool Classic Cars. I am Neve, an AI-based voice from Voicemaker, and together with my colleague Thomas, we will talk with you in this third module about sustainable tourism. Lean back, relax, and enjoy this session. But first, there is a hint. This project has been funded with support from the European Commission. This podcast reflects the views only of the author, and the Commission cannot be held responsible for any use which may be made of the information contained therein. So, here we go.
So, what do we mean with sustainable tourism? One good answer would be, geotourism that takes full account of its current and future economic, social and environmental impacts, addressing the needs of visitors, the industry, the environment and host communities.
Travel and the global tourism account for 5-8% of global greenhouse gas emission. Therefore, the World Tourism Organization has set goals to reach sustainability. First, make optimal use of environmental resources that constitute a key element in tourism development, maintaining essential ecological processes, and helping to conserve natural heritage and biodiversity. Second, respect the socio-cultural authenticity of host communities, conserve their built and living cultural heritage and traditional values, and contribute to intercultural understanding and tolerance. Third, ensure viable long-term economic operations, providing socio-economic benefits to all stakeholders that are fairly distributed, including stable employment and income-earning opportunities and social services to host communities, and contributing to poverty alleviation.
And what does this mean in detail? The community that hosts must be involved, and their culture and history must be preserved by tourists and institutions. One example, the typical late 1950 cars of Cuba have become one of the most attractive experiences on the island, according to the owners, a business opportunity that enhance their heritage and give fair work to many people.
The environment. The biodiversity and the natural resources must be taken in care by those who travel. One example, for many years tourists raided the beaches of Sardinia to collect self-made souvenirs from their sand. Regional Law 16/2017 prohibits the collection of sand, shells, stones, and pebbles from the beaches and the Sea of Sardinia. This offense provides for an administrative fine ranging from 500 to 3,000 euros.
The economy. Sustainable tourism involves local people in the touristic business to grow the share of wealth with the hosting communities, supports fair wages, and labor. One example, turning to a greener economy, also in touristic sector, gives an opportunity to a more sustainable growth for all communities.
There are new trends for a sustainable traveling. On the way to sustainability, some trends are setting the consumer consciousness. Slow tourism, PPT tourism, ecotourism. These are some of the ways in which travelers and organizations are providing possibilities for a more sustainable, meaningful, and richer form of journeys and travel. Let us explain the details.
Slow tourism. Slow tourism is characterized by reducing mobility and by taking time to explore local history and culture, while supporting the environment. The traveler's main goals are relaxation, self-reflection, escape, novelty-seeking, engagement, and discovery.
Pro-poor tourism, or PPT tourism. Pro-poor tourism, PPT, is defined as tourism that generates net benefits for the poor. Benefits may be economic, but they may also be social, environmental, or cultural. Pro-poor tourism is not a specific product or sector of tourism, but an approach to the industry.
Ecotourism. Ecotourism, or eco-friendly tourism, is a form of tourism involving responsible travel and sustainable transport to natural areas, conserving the environment, and improving the well-being of the local people. Its purpose may be to educate the traveler, to provide funds for ecological conservation, to directly benefit the economic development and political empowerment of local communities, or to foster respect for different cultures and for human rights. Since the 1980s, ecotourism has been considered a critical endeavor by environmentalists, so that future generations may experience destinations relatively untouched by human intervention. Ecotourism may focus on educating travelers on local environments and natural surroundings with an eye to ecological conservation.
Now let us discuss 10 actionable steps for a greener tourism. First, it is about using resources sustainably. The conservation and sustainable use of resources, natural, social, and cultural, is crucial and makes long-term business sense. Second, it is about reducing overconsumption and waste. Reduction of overconsumption and waste avoids the costs of restoring long-term environmental damage and contributes to the quality of tourism. Third, greener tourism has to do with maintaining biodiversity. Maintaining and promoting natural, social, and cultural diversity is essential for long-term sustainable tourism and creates a resilient base for the industry.
It is also important to integrate tourism into planning. Tourism development, which is integrated into a national and local strategic planning framework, and which undertakes environmental impact assessments, increases the long-term viability of tourism. Fifth, green tourism supports local economies. Tourism that supports a wide range of local economic activities, and which takes environmental costs and values into account, both protects these economies and avoids environmental damage.
Point number six is about involving local communities. The full involvement of local communities in the tourism sector not only benefits them and the environment in general, but also improves the quality of the tourism experience. Point number seven focuses on consulting stakeholders and the public. Consulting between the tourism industry and local communities, organizations, and institutions is essential if they are to work alongside each other and resolve potential conflicts of interest. Number eight is about training the staff. Staff training, which integrates sustainable tourism into work practices, along with recruitment of personnel at all levels, improves the quality of the tourism product.
The ninth point places the emphasis on marketing tourism responsibly. Marketing that provides tourists with the full and responsible information increases respect for the natural, social, and cultural environments of destination areas and enhances customer satisfaction. And finally, the tenth point is about undertaking research. Ongoing research and monitoring by the industry using effective data collection and analysis are essential to help solve problems and to bring benefits to destinations, the industry, and consumers.
And what do consumers want? According to a research carried out by the travel agency Expedia in 2022, consumers from 11 different countries seem to be more concerned on their impact on environment while traveling than in the past years. And the tendencies goes in the direction of a more fair relation.
90% of consumers search for sustainable options when they travel, and half of them would be willing to pay more for transportation, activities, and lodging if he optioned WS more sustainable. 74% of them would choose a destination lodging or transportation option that is committed to supporting the local community and culture, even if it was more expensive.
The European Union plans the Green Deal. Based on a comprehensive impact assessment, the Commission has proposed to increase the EU's ambition on reducing greenhouse gases and set this more ambitious path for the next 10 years. The assessment shows how all sectors of the economy and society can contribute and sets out the policy actions required to achieve this goal. The objectives are to set a more ambitious and cost-effective path to achieving climate neutrality by 2050, to stimulate the creation of green jobs, and continue the EU's track record of cutting greenhouse gas emissions whilst growing its economy, and to encourage international partners to increase their ambition to limit the rise in global temperature to 1.5 degrees in order to avoid the most severe consequences of climate change.
We have to raise the consciousness for the future. Granting new ways to provide less impacting travels, And, in the meanwhile, operating to enhance lesser-known destination economies as build consumers' consciousness is a decisive step towards an innovation of the tourism business on the way of a zero-carbon economy and a more sustainable offset.
Thank you for listening. In the next module, we will talk of an interesting aspect of sustainable tourism, which concerns industrial heritage. We are looking forward to meet you there.